Mrs. Earl Poole Jr., better known to friends and family as Sookie, was driving home from the Birds R Us store out on Highway 98 with one 10-pound bag of sunflower seeds and one 10-pound bag of wild bird seed, and not her usual weekly purchase for the past 15 years of one 20-pound bag of the Pretty Boy wild bird seed and sunflower mix. As she had explained to Mr. Nadelshaft, she was worried that the smaller birds were not getting enough to eat. Every morning lately, the minute she filled her feeders, the larger, more aggressive blue jays would swoop in and scare the little birds all away. She noticed that the blue jays always ate the sunflower seeds first, and so tomorrow she was going to try putting just plain sunflower seeds in her backyard feeders, and while the blue jays were busy eating them, she would run around the house as fast as she could and put the wild bird seed in the feeders in the front yard. That way, her poor finches and titmice might be able to get a little something at least. As she drove over the Mobile Bay Bridge, she looked out at the big, white, puffy clouds and saw a long row of pelicans flying low over the water. The bay was sparkling in the bright sun and already dotted with red, white, and blue sailboats headed out for the day. A few people fishing alongside the bridge waved as she passed by, and she smiled and waved back. She was almost to the other side when she suddenly began to experience some sort of a vague and unusual sense of well-being, and with good reason. Against all odds, she had just survived the last wedding of their three daughters, Dee Dee, Cece, and Lily. Their only unmarried child now was their 25-year-old son, Carter, who lived in Atlanta, and some other poor God help her beleaguered mother of the bride would be in charge of planning that happy occasion. All she and Earl would have to do for Carter's wedding was to show up and smile. And today, other than one short stop at the bank and picking up a couple of pork chops for dinner, she didn't have another single thing she had to do. She was almost giddy with relief. Of course, Sookie absolutely worshipped and adored her girls, but having to plan three large weddings in fewer than 2 years had been a grueling, never-ending 24 hours a day job, with all the bridal showers, picking out patterns, shopping, fittings, writing invitations, meeting with caterers, figuring out seating arrangements, ordering flowers, and between dealing with the out-of-town guests and new in-laws, figuring out where to put everyone, plus last-minute bridal hysteria. At this point, she was simply weddinged out. And no wonder. If you counted Dee Dee's last one, technically there really had been four large weddings, which meant shopping and being fitted for four different mother-of-the-bride dresses. You can't wear the same one twice in less than 2 years. Dee Dee had married and then promptly divorced, and after they had spent weeks returning all the wedding gifts, she had turned around and remarried the exact same husband. Her second wedding hadn't been quite as expensive as the first, but every bit as stressful. When she and Earl had married in 1968, it had been just a typical church affair. White wedding gown, bridesmaids in matching pastel dresses and shoes, ring bearer, best man, reception, over and out. But now everybody had to have some kind of a theme. Dee Dee had insisted on having an authentic Old South Gone with the Wind wedding, complete with a Scarlett O'Hara dress, large hoop skirt and all, and at the last minute she had to be driven to the church standing up in the back of a small moving van. Lily and her groom wanted an entirely red and white wedding, including the invitations, food, drinks, and all the decorations in honor of the University of Alabama football team. And Cece, Lily's twin sister, the last girl to marry, had carried her 10-pound Persian cat, Peekaboo, down the aisle instead of a wedding bouquet. And the groom's German shepherd, dressed in a tux, had served as best man. and if that wasn't bad enough, someone's turtle was the ring-bearer. The entire thing had just been excruciating. You can't hurry a turtle.